Hello and welcome to the latest manager interview. I'm joined by a relieved Slough joint manager, John Underwood. How are you doing, John? 8-goal thriller this evening.
Yeah, ended up being a lot more frantic, a lot more stressful than we thought it would be at half time.
Yeah, it seemed quite comfortable. First half seemed really on it, you knocking the ball around well. Was that you playing well? Biggleswade giving you a bit of respect? What did you put that down
I
to?
I thought we were just superb first half. I thought, it's been well documented about their goalkeeper and that they've got an outfield player in goal. And the instruction was just to put lots of early crosses into the box to try and make them defend, put them in difficult situations. And the lads carried that out to the letter. You know, first 15, 20 minutes, we just bombarded their goal and their penalty area. I thought our front four were outstanding to start with. And we looked like we were going to hurt them every time we went forward. Obviously, we got ourselves 2-0 up. And I think in 20 minutes, but Biggleswade are a team that, you know, and we said it at half time, even at 3-0, they are a team that do not lie down. It's very rare they get well beaten. So when you're 3 up at half time, you might think it's going to go and be easy second half, but we knew they'd have something for us and we knew they'd come back at us. And, people could maybe look at some negative second half, and don't get me wrong, there was things we could have done better and differently second half, but sometimes you've also got to give the other team credit, and they came out with spirit. I mean, they had a great chance just after half time when they hit the inside of the post. We've then missed a great chance with Manny when he's going to keeper. The lads cleared it off the line, and then they started hurting us, and they got back to 3-2. And I think the one we would probably be disappointed with was the second goal, which we felt was a cheap free kick that we gave away. The first and third were two excellent finishes from them. And they're a difficult team to play against. They were a physically bigger, stronger side than us, and they put the ball into good areas. They kept the ball alive, and we at times struggled to get it away second half, and we rode our luck at times, to be honest.
Yeah, and at one point, obviously, after you got a goal, you then started to make a couple of changes, obviously changing the two wingers. That had a little bit of a bearing on the game for you?
Well, we were always planning that Jilksy and Floody would only do an hour, because they've been out, obviously, a while. Delighted with both of them, I've got to say. They were both excellent. But we'd lost the game at that point, and we actually decided to leave Floody up there, and we changed our two wide players. So we took Dobbo and Jilksy off, and we just brought on Josh and Lenchi. We just felt that they would probably tuck in a bit more and make us a bit more solid. Just as we were preparing that sub was when we got the fourth goal. We decided to do it anyway. And just try and shore things up a little bit, but they kept causing us problems, to be fair. And obviously we made the other change with Perry on for Floody, and we just obviously got to be careful with Floody. I thought he was outstanding tonight, but he's been out a few weeks, and pleased that him and Jilksy have come through unscathed. You know, there ends up being loads of positives. I mean, Perry's come on and scored a great goal to clinch the game. You know, our three centre forwards have all scored tonight. So it ends up being a real positive night. You know, we could dwell on some negatives, but I keep coming back to, you know, these boys have just played game after game after game. I think we've won 7 out of 8. And yes, it would have been nice to have closed out a comfortable 3-4-0, but not many teams come here and do that, if anybody. And we ended up having to work really hard for the points. But it's 3 points, same as if it was 3-0, it's 3 points. So we're absolutely delighted with that.
And in terms of where you go now from here, obviously probably training Thursday and then a big, big game at home on Saturday.
No, we'll actually rest Thursday. We've got so much coming up. Saturday, Monday, Wednesday, we've got games. So we're going to give the lads Thursday night off and just recharge the batteries. And we're just trying to keep the lads as fresh as we can. I mean, it was great. Obviously, we made 6 changes tonight from Saturday, which gave us a bit of freshness. I think that played a big part in our first half performance. I thought we looked fresh, we looked lively. And obviously we'll change it up again Saturday. So we're just doing what we can to manage us through these few weeks. Obviously another huge step towards clinching the playoffs. We've gone up to fourth tonight, and we are looking up rather than down. And if we can keep on this winning run, we start to give ourselves a chance of that home playoff, which is obviously something we'd like to aim for.
Yeah, the mathematical certainty of almost being in the playoffs is almost that tantalising touching distance. Obviously only Tiverton can now come past you, and that's if they win out and get no further points. It's highly unlikely, so you must feel, as you say, to plan to look forward to try and kind of clinch third.
Yeah, I mean we're trying to win every game, and we go into every game trying to win it, and that won't change between now and the end of the season. But obviously we will have to rest players. The aim is to get to the playoffs with us a fully fit squad, no injuries, and hopefully then we give ourselves a really good chance. And at the minute it's going very well. We know things can change very quickly in football, but all being well, we'll have a fully fit squad, well, 17 to pick from on Saturday, and you know, obviously Kingsley play Thursday night, so that gives us a slight advantage, and we need to try and take that. We need to try and beat them on Saturday.
And how important was it to get the game on today, i.e. so you didn't have to move this game to perhaps just before that those crucial playoff games?
Yeah, really important. Obviously, I think if it had been off tonight, it could have only been between the two Royston games, and that would have been a real tough ask. So as you know, the last few weeks have actually worked out well for us. There's been a number of games where we thought we might lose them to the weather, and we haven't, and we've won those games. So it's massive for us to get this on tonight, get three more points in the bag, and as I say, we can now rest and recover, and then look forward to what should be a really good game on Saturday.
And in terms of strong performances tonight, for those who weren't there, which players particularly stood out for you?
I thought going forward we were very good first half. I mean, Jilksy looked very bright. He seemed to have recaptured that extra yard of pace that maybe when he came back a month or two ago he wasn't quite running flat out, but he looked very sharp tonight. I thought Floody again came back in and did great. I mean, they were two huge positives for us. I mean, all over the pitch first half, everyone did their jobs, everyone played well. Probably a bit harder to say that second half, and we were under the cosh, and you know, one or two wrong decisions, but they made it hard for us. So at the end of the day, we've got over the line, scored five more goals, and we're over the 100 mark now, and we don't like conceding goals, but it really doesn't matter. It's just getting three more points on the board, so we're delighted.
And visitors Kingsley on Saturday, what does a good result look like? Is a point good? Is three necessary?
I mean, three's not necessary, but we want to try and hunt these teams down that are above us. So, you know, when you're playing one of those playoff sides, you know, it's your chance to pick up 3 points and hurt them and put yourself in a strong position. So the aim will be to try and win the game. We're aware of what a good side they are. They're an excellent side, and I think it'll be a really good game. And there won't be much in it. There wasn't much in it at their place, and there won't be much in it Saturday.
Excellent. Thanks for your time.
Okay.
Congratulations on the wins, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Cheers, John.
Thanks.